Blog Talk Radio.
Where you at, Michael? Mm-hmm.
Lady, that's you.
Mm-hmm. All the challenges we listen that I've been through. All the challenges we listen that I've been through. I'm steady, yes, and all what he into. Challenge tribulation that I've been through. I'm a steadiest and all what he into. All the challenge tribulations that I've been through. Doing up my bit for a walk outside. All the challenges, tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, and know what I ain't to. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up the ends for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All the challenges, tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, and knows what I ain't to. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some ends for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I glad to be alive. 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 I ain't my bag, fish out the trash. Niggas be mad, I came out so fast. Run up a chick, cause it's all on my mind. So you stay broke or you out of your mind. Time is so precious, no wasting no time. I had a dime, but look at me now. No like I'm not your boy, they gunning you down. Way up my bed and I dropped me a song. Came out the mud, but it took me some time. Put me a show and I pullin' up now. Count up the bag and I rap back with bitch. Niggas be talking, but fuck what they say. Surrounded by real, so fuck all the fake. Treated you right and you lied on my face. Call me Houdini, that pack disappear. Ice on my fingers, the ice on my neck. Perfecting my craft and run up a chick. Mm-hmm. All these charging tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, knows what I ain't to. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up the end for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All these charging tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, knows what I ain't to. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some end for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive.
They been asking me what I was into. I've been on the road tryna chase these blues. Shows at the show tryna make them see I'm the one. Just believe, one day I'ma show the world, you gon' see. But till then I'ma keep grinding for my family. I ain't stopping for nothing, every second I'm hustling. Gotta get it high, live poverty to the something. I ain't never really had no handouts. Had to struggle on my own, black kid down. Had too many losses, I was kicked down. I'm standing tall, he has a man now, yeah. Ooh, I've been grinding for my city, this ain't nothing new. Don't talk to me about sacrifice, something I do. For my family, it's full from gold, no, I can't lose. I got too much to prove, yeah.
All these
charges,
tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, and know what I'm into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some end for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All these charges, tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, and know what I'm into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some info, a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I glad to be alive. But I glad to be alive. But I glad to be alive. But I glad to be alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, did y'all hear that? That was some deep shit, okay? That was real deep. I mean, I was just listening to it. I got into it. I was listening to what he was saying. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, I want to thank some people that I noticed on here that knows me, so I really want to tell you that I appreciate you so very much, Shawnee, once again, for coming on. Thank you, darling. Shawnee's always in New York City, ladies and gentlemen, and she came on every day this week to support my celebrities and to support me, so I thank you so very much for that, darling. All right? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hezzy, Trials and Tribulations. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if y'all really listened to it, but I'm going to play it again at the end of the interview, and I want y'all to really listen to what he was saying. It was deep. It really was. Yeah? So how y'all doing? Everybody's good? All right, now, so listen. I've got a few 843s on here. Let's get some more 843s up in here. All these other people on here. Let's see. All right. Hold on, guys. Let me roll up here. Okay, wait a minute. All right. My celebrity's on. Hold on. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. The Hezzy is in the house. Nope, that ain't Mr. Hezzy. That ain't Mr. Hezzy. Come on here. I know that was. Excuse me. Now Mr. Hezzy's in the house.
How you doing?
Are you there? Can you hear me, darling?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen. Okay, so when I put on the Facebook, if any of you guys read it, it said something like, you know, I asked this man for a third time to come on my show. That's some humble shit. You understand what I'm saying? And he said yes. I gotta be honest with you, Hez. I didn't think he was gonna say yeah, because I've already asked you twice. I did like a double on you, and you came on. So, but before we get into the interview, I want to talk to anybody that's on here to listen to this. And I said I'm going to tell you guys why I asked him a third time. For me, when I see somebody just continue to climb the ladder, you understand what I'm saying? How can you not ask this person to come on more and more and more to give you more great information? That is why I asked him to come back on, not to mention the fact that I'm a big fan of his, not to mention the fact he's going to be doing something for me real soon coming up. You know, it's just so many things. It's just cat that going on till I'm amazed with him. I'm really amazed with him. I really am. And I think he's one of the most best, if not the best, artists out here. I'm so sorry, but he is. Hey, Colors. Colors is on. Hi, Colors. How you doing? Thank you for joining us as well. Mr. Colors, the GOAT. Hey. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go ahead and get into the interview with Hezzy, and I want to thank you so very much for coming on for a third time. I watch your work, and your work is amazing, and it changes every time, and I like to talk about that as well. So, first of all, thank you for coming on my show for the third time. You could have said no and you didn't. You said okay, and I appreciate you for that. I'm so humbly grateful. Thank you.
No problem.
Yes. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I went downtown. I went to see Hezzy. There was so many people, Lady Slim, Geechee Boy Dread, Shay, all of them was out there. It was one of the best, craziest shows. Hezzy's wife, and she did her damn thing. She's beautiful, too. What I want to say is I want to thank you so much for what you did for me. You guys shut me out every 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? My daughter was so amazed with that. You guys kept shouting me out. And she didn't realize, you know, oh, Mama, you were doing your thing out there. She really was shocked, and she was really – so thank you for doing that. So I cannot thank you enough for doing that for me. I really appreciated that. You know, the Sandy Woods Talk Show, y'all never get on that Sandy Woods Talk Show. You know, another set of people came in. You did it. Audrey did it. Shay did it. Y'all was just going around in circles making sure that everybody that came in knew in and out knew who I was, and I ended up getting people from your show, Hezzy, that was already on, and some people coming on next week. You know, so thank you for that as well. I had to get all that out, y'all. I'm sorry, okay? Anyway, let's go ahead and get with the interview. For people that don't know where you're at, I know that, you know, we've already been on the interview, but this is the third one. You know, some people on here, they probably never met you. Let everybody know where you originally came from. Let's talk about that first.
Yes, ma'am. You know, first and foremost, just like I said, I originated from Charleston, South Carolina. You know, I'm doing my thing with the music for quite some time now. As far as, you know, being serious with it, been doing it quite some time for maybe since 2009. But as far as being serious with it, it was like maybe between 2016 when I started, you know, getting very serious with it. And I've been working hard ever since. Back to what you were saying was about the show that night. I just had to make sure I get this out, you know what I'm saying? There was a lot of artists that night that had so much talent. They had so much potential. It was times where, I mean, when I first started out looking at older cats before me performing and that me just starting out, so to now see the up-and-coming generation of artists and poets, you know what I'm saying? And it always makes me proud every time I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? Because there's so much talent in the building to where I started at before, just like I was saying, when it was just older cats before me and maybe only a few young cats like myself. You know what I'm saying? And now to see all the new cats going hard every day, every night, at these shows, making sure that they pop up to these shows to perform, you know what I'm saying, with these different songs, even the same songs, and make sure that these songs get out there into different people's heads, you know what I'm saying? That's very influential to me. So, yeah, I just want to say shout out to the city, you know?
Yeah, but I got to tell you something. Every last one of them that came on there, Hezzy, they shouted you out crazy on my show. You understand what I'm saying? They really did. They thanked you so much because they was like, shout out to Hezzy. Man, you know, shout out to everybody shouting you out. Lady Slim, Shay, but, you know, they was going crazy on you. I just want you to know that they had really appreciated you. They appreciate you, and they like, you know, like you said, the younger kids are coming up now, and you know, you're the one that's showing them and helping them and all that good stuff. And I think that it was very wonderful what you guys had did that night. You didn't even talk about it just now, but I'm gonna talk about it for you. Y'all let everybody go first. Y'all went last. You remember that? And that was so dope. Y'all let every person in there go first. Y'all came on last. And I said, oh dear. And I enjoyed it. And those kids, they was just enjoying their damn self. I probably was worse than them. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about, Hezzy, that you got. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I asked you to come back on, because you always got new shit to talk about. Always. There's always something new about you. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? I want to get into a few more things. So maybe a few questions that I didn't ask back then. One of the things I wanted to know, and I don't remember asking you this, is in regards to your album. You put out albums a lot, and when you answer, I want to ask you something right after that.
Okay. So I put I don't put out a lot of albums. I believe I have maybe 3 to 4, I believe I have 3 albums out, and the rest is like mixtapes or dual projects with other artists in the city. But yeah, whenever I'm working on new projects, you know, I take my time to make sure that I paint a picture. I feel like every album has a different time frame that I was going through, and it speaks on different parts of my life. So yeah, I have like a few albums out.
Well, you see, to me, I definitely, the reason why I ask you, because it seems like you just put it out back to back, and I'd be like, damn. And I don't know about how the music business really run, or albums, or, you know, mixtapes and stuff like that. I'm not good with any of that. So because you put out so much stuff, I'm like, wow. Now, let me just say this about when you put music out. Don't you know, in my opinion, I can't speak for other people. Someone else came on from the 843. Thank y'all for, you know, supporting Hezzy. Thank y'all so much, because y'all really are coming on. I guess that's after I don't talk shit, but thank y'all for coming on, damn it. Anyway, so when you put out your albums, not only do you put them out and they mean something and you're talking about something, which is so appreciative, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, I can't imagine someone just continuously telling these stories, putting their stories together and bringing it out as greatly as you do. You know what I'm saying? When you're writing, 9 times out of 10, just like you said, you're writing about yourself and about your life. How do you take out the time? But what do you do? What is your process of when you write? I was always so curious about that, about every, you know, artists when they do that. What is your process? Can you bring us in there with that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So every song that I produce is a different process. Some songs, it just comes off the top of my head, and at the time I'm like, okay, I gotta jot this down. So sometimes I might be sitting inside my in my comfort zone, whether it be you know, in my office, whether it be in the studio at the time, whether it be in the club, or whatever. It sometimes it just hits me, and you know, I might have a line or two from like maybe like 3 or 4 different songs. So I jot those certain lines down and make sure that, you know, I keep that there. Certain songs that's very near and dear to me, if it hits me right then and there like a melody in my head, I automatically finish the whole song, and then, you know, after that, I try to find a beat that match basically my verse, or I'll call one of my producers and have them custom make a beat for me. But as far as, like, the main process, it's just the fact of me sitting back. I take the time to reflect on my life. So sometimes I sit back and think about everything that I've been through. I think about, you know, if I had a show that day, I think about, you know, whatever going on in my personal life. And then from there, I just let it just come out, you know, and that's just how my process happens.
And that's a good process. I'm loving it. I like the way you do things. Your words are so, oh, God. It almost looks like as if you're talking to people about their life and things that they might have been through, you know, stuff like that. Your performance on stage, when you're performing on stage, when I say where do you go, try to understand, I'm saying this, you kind of, it seems like you have some kind of out-of-body experience or something like that because you go off. I'd be like, God damn. Damn, Hezzy, where the hell will you go? Your body be there, but it's like you have an out-of-body experience or something. What is that, Hezzy? I'd be like, oh, wow. That's what I would say. I said, oh, wow. I was just hitting my daughter, oh, shit. What? Oh, my goodness. Please tell me about that.
Okay, so when it comes down to my performances, it's very deep for me. Just like I said before, I'm going to touch bases on that a little bit. You know, I had a label mate who used to be with us, you know, Sleep in Peace, TaylorMade. He passed in 2014 due to soft tissue cancer. But, you know, that was my partner. So just like I said, everything that I did, personally, music business-wise, you know what I'm saying, he knew everything about, you know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, my partner that I could have talked to about anything. Me and him started working on music together. And just like I say, for most part, he wasn't able to see me perform at all, you know what I'm saying? You know, due to his passing and things. Before he passed, me and him was working on a tape together called Isolation, you know, and the most that we ever did was being in the studio and around each other. So just like I said, he never got that experience until he performed. So every time, you know, after he passed, it just fueled me, you know what I'm saying? Because I big on legacy. When it comes down to anything that I do, I just want to make sure that when people see me, when people listen to my music, they receive a part of me that I feel like that's ongoing, a part of me that never dies, things like that. Mm-hmm. So every time I get on the stage, it just, to me, feels like I come alive. You know what I'm saying? And I always feel like, you know, my big brother is sitting right there watching me perform, so I make sure that I put on the show and I imprint on everybody who sees me perform. So that's basically where that out-of-body experience comes from. You know what I'm saying? It taps within to my soul to make sure I tap into other people so other people can feel what I feel.
Well, goddamn, I felt it because I'm like, dang. You know, I went from standing there with my daughter to coming on the floor with y'all. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. How does it – let me ask you this. And, I'm very serious about this when I ask you this question. How does it feel to be you? How does it feel to be Hezzy? Because, listen, everybody – now, you know, come on. You don't have to be humble about this shit either. Everybody wants you on their stuff. Everybody wants you on their shows. How does it feel to be you? And I'm very serious about that.
To be me, you have to be a giant. You know, to be me, you have to really go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You really have to, you know, been through some struggles to where, you know what I'm saying, where you sat there watching your mother struggle by herself. Day to day, you know what I'm saying? Every day trying to make a way, seeing her at the table stressing, you know what I'm saying? Seeing, you know, your older brothers, your older sisters trying to make things happen, going in and out of jail, trying to make sure the family's right, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to keep everything afloat for my little siblings, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, even now to this day with, you know, the loss of my little brothers, you know, gun violence, you know, stuff like that, trying to hold the family together, still trying to make my dream come true, still trying to make sure that I put the family in a different position than where we at now, because, you know, all around the world, you know, it's fucked up. You get what I'm saying? And even where we at, for me, every day, got to watch over your shoulder, because, you know what I'm saying, the next person might be envious of you. You get what I'm saying? And some people don't like you to where, you know what I'm saying, they want you dead. You get what I'm saying? So it's like every day trying to stay positive, trying to keep, you know, trying to uplift the kids in the community to where they don't have to make the same mistakes that, you know, some of my family members did, or some of the mistakes that I've made myself. So to be me, you really got to be a giant. You really got to look past, you know, all the little stuff that you see on the low end and look at the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely is not easy. I'm going to keep that 100. It is not easy to be me. You know, I make it look easy, but at the same time, I go through so much. I don't show too much. You get what I'm saying? I don't say too much. But I just keep pushing and try to make something happen.
Wow, because you're really the shit, okay? Plain and simple. And ladies and gentlemen, someone else came on. Hey, I don't know who you are. Another 843. You know what? I love y'all. Y'all not playing around. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. It's a beautiful thing. I want to tell you all, Hezzy, something that I didn't tell everyone, something that I seen that night, and I want to share it with you guys because it was so fly. And when I ask you how it is to be you, that has a lot, in my opinion, to do with your wife. And I say that because this lady stands behind her man. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I walked over there because I wanted to talk to Hezzy about a project I'm doing, and I wanted to see if he would, you know, help me with a little being or whatever. You Hezzy know what I'm talking about. We ain't going to tell y'all. Him and his wife, probably. I know his wife now. And I walked over there, and Hezzy was doing something. And this was in the club, guys, and he really wasn't paying no attention, and she did something. I couldn't know exactly what she did, but within seconds, he turned around and realized that I was there because she wanted him to know, like, stop, you know, somebody's standing behind you and want to talk to you. But the way she did it and what she did, I said, wow, that's some fly shit. Y'all made me want to get a boyfriend. Like, I watched that. I said, wow. Hezzy, let's talk about it. That lady got your back. How in the hell does that feel?
Shout out to my wife, man, first and foremost. I mean, it feels good to have somebody in your corner, you know, always trying to uplift you, even when you down. Just like I feel like, you know, even around the city, a lot of people, they look up to me, you know what I'm saying? And that goes for cats that's older than me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got my receipts for that. I ain't never been the one to lie, but, you know, even when I feel bad, I feel down, I feel unmotivated, you know what I'm saying? She put me back on the level to where I need to refocus, you get what I'm saying? You know, she's always there. She's even behind some of the cameras most of the times when I'm shooting my own videos. You get what I'm saying? She's there most of the time when I have my shows. She helped me sometimes pick out my songs. You get what I'm saying? Even when it comes down to promo, you feel me? Like, she's the first to share my things. You know, she'll make sure that that other celebrities, even on just speaking on Instagram, you get what I'm saying? She'll make sure that she send my information out, and the celebrities that pay attention to her page, she'll make sure that she posts those and send those to me, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So it's just amazing to have somebody, just like I said, in your corner, because I don't have my fair share of having people who was around me to say that they love me but didn't really love me and just was there for the hype, just was there to try to be a part of what I was building without even helping me build it. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it is always good just to have that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the wife, you know.
I got to tell you, that was some beautiful shit, y'all. I see somebody's on here from Columbia. Whoever you are, thank you for joining us. You fly, whoever you are. Listen, I want to shout his wife out because this lady just, you know, stick behind her husband. You know, and I've seen a lot of couples in here that night. I've seen, you know, Lady Slim, her wife, you know, and there's a lot of people that love each other. But it's so beautiful to have somebody, you know, in your corner. Let me ask you something. Do you have a stylist? Do your wife dress you? Do you dress yourself? Because I like to say something after you say who does what.
It depends. I really style myself. Sometimes, you know, I might have an opinion on something that I picked out, and then most times I get, if I'm not too sure on if I feel like that outfit is the bomb, then I go to my wife, and then my wife will tell me, you know, whether she likes it or think, you know, it fits me or not. And then I still sometimes be iffy, and I'm like, all right. Then I ask her again, and, you know, and I take her second opinion on it. And for me, so sometimes it's me, sometimes it's my wife. So, yeah.
And I asked that because every time you came out, I've never one time seen you look bad. You always look fly. Every time. Every single time. I've never one time. See, and I'm real big on people, you know, the clothes and stuff like that. I love to see people look fly. And I can't think of one time I can honestly say he had a down night. I've never said that about you. You've always come out looking crazy fly, and I love it. Listen, there's a lot of people on here, and I just wanted to let you know that these people are really supporting you in Columbia, right here in Charleston. You know what? I don't know your numbers to shout y'all out, but Colors is a shout out to Colors. Everybody's on here. This is crazy. I love it. Let me ask you something. I got some shit I want to talk about with you. You understand? I know that a lot of the times, you know, you rap artists don't like talking on certain things and things of that nature, but this has nothing to do with Charleston. I wanted to know, can you just tap on what you feel about what's going on over there in Chicago right now? You know, they supposedly caught Ducks killers, and I don't know if you know too much about it, if you heard about it, but if you did, what – How are you feeling about that, or if you have any feelings at all about it?
I mean, all over the world. I mean, I try to pay attention to what's going on, you know what I'm saying, more so in my city and around me, cause, you know. But as far as that goes, you know, I only can go off what I see, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really here to know what's really going on, but I just hope that some people find other ways to deal with this situation. Now, I can't say what they should do because I don't know how deep it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, if blood has been shed, things like that, I can't really speak on that part. But if it's something, you know, petty, to where they can just sit down and have a conversation, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, I think they should be able to do that only on the fact of that there are kids involved on both sides. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I just hope that, you know, people, and that's not only for Chicago, that's all around the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, even in my city, just like I was touching on earlier, like, you know, we going through so much death, you get what I'm saying? Just like I'm saying, due to gun violence and, you know, regardless of what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Let me find a word for it, because I don't want to lose people. But it's very scary to most people. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's hurtful thinking about it to the families and stuff like that, just like I'm saying, because I always got to look over my shoulder as well. You see what I'm saying? Like, I got my kids, my nieces and nephews, my little cousins, you get what I'm saying? Like, my family members. So I got to make sure that they're okay, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I also got to look out for the enemies, you know what I'm saying? I don't have enemies, but the situations that we in cause for enemies, you get what I'm saying? So I'm always got to be on alert.
Now, I'm
going to
tell you something. Yeah. Why I asked you about Chicago, because I'm wondering if we here, right here in Charleston, what's going on? They're killing each other crazy here. What the hell? And I asked you about Chicago because I'm wondering, like, do you feel we're just like them or something? Because I got to tell you, we got a lot of craziness going on. Every time I turn in the news, somebody killed somebody. This one shot this one. The other one went to the other person's house and got this one. It just goes so back and forth. And I'm just saddened about Charleston, South Carolina. You know, getting themselves mixed up and hurting one another and going crazy. You know, you are definitely aware of what's going on here as well, right? I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very aware. I have to. I have no other choice but to, because I can't be the next victim. I can't, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm saying me being the big head for my family and to make sure that they're not getting caught up in into what's going on, but also protecting yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. But not saying that we're going out there looking for trouble. What I'm saying, we always got to be prepared to defend ourselves. So, yeah, I'm very aware. I have no other choice. You know, I had two little, I had two little brothers who lost their lives due to gun violence, you know what I'm saying, in the situations that they were in, you know what I'm saying, for trusting the people they were around. You get what I'm saying?
So I can't,
you know, I just can't have no more losses like that, you feel me? And I just had a homeboy who, you know, who just lost his life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a few weeks ago, so, yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. And in my interviews, I talk about stuff like this, and I, you know, because I just want to know, you know, I know you guys are in the rap, you know, industry, and, you know, I'm not saying that's where it starts, but, you know, that's where a lot of things come from, and I just be always wondering what you guys feel about it, because not only, you know, you do what you do, you have a family to protect and a family to take care of, you know, so you have to triple quadruple watch yourself or watch everything around your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? And it can get very scary sometimes, you know? So I was just kind of wondering what your feelings was, and that's one of the biggest reasons why, you know, I asked that question. I try to, with you, and just everybody really, but with me having you on here for the third time, I really wanted to get in, just as I've been doing, getting in different things because you honestly fascinate me as a rapper. I'm very fascinated with you. I think you are just fucking amazing, okay? Excuse me, y'all, but I had to say it. Like, you are so dope. And you change up and you different. And the way your performance is, you go, it's like this out-of-body experience. That's the way I see you. It's almost as if your body's in, you're going, but, you know, and, you know, you remind me of, and you don't behave like him, but the ones I love, like the DMXs that are gone, the Biggie Small, Tupac's, all my babies that are gone, you kind of put me in the mind of them. You know, and you really taking over, dude. You're not playing out here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm so proud of you. I am so damn proud of you. I really am. I'm so happy with and for you. I really am. You know what I'm saying? So tell me about some projects that you got coming out. Tell us about some projects you got coming out now.
So just like I said, you know, I'm tapping with a few artists in the city. So to bring it back first and foremost with my label, Diamond Self Entertainment / Juice Gang, you know, we have a few artists that's getting ready to drop some projects. Dougie Fresh Cash, his project, The Same Old Me, is getting ready to drop November 5th. That's with his leading single, Trials and Tribulations, with me on it. That's getting ready to drop. We also have you know, comment dropping soon in December 5th. I'm saying that exclusively on here now because I haven't posted it on social media, anything yet. So December 5th, I'm dropping the deluxe edition to my album Sunshine, I'm Him. Gonna have a few extra tracks on it. One of the songs is already out right now. That's on YouTube. You know, called What Now. Dedication to basically all my brothers that I lost. So, yeah, that's going to be dropping soon. Also, we have Backboy T-Man, who's dropping at the top of the year, 2022. Following right behind that is Lady Slim with Street Preacher. You know, I got my hands tied into those things. So when I speak about projects that I have to speak about their projects, you know what I'm saying? Because just like I say, it's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? And we also got, me and Black the Bishop, we got some Juice Gang business happening, you know, closer after March. So other than that, and also, you know, Princess Tip will have her stuff dropping as well. So, yeah.
And you, and as you was talking, I heard everything you said, but you said something about a record label. You got a record label?
Yeah, we have a... Yeah, the record label that. yeah, this record label.
Go ahead, talk about that. No, talk about that. Shut up.
Diamond Self Entertainment is the record label that we've been working that has the artists, you know, myself, Backboard T-Man, Dougie Fresh, Cash, Just Jazz, you know, the heart of the city, Lady Slim. You know what I'm saying? And a few others that I don't wanna name yet, you know what I'm saying? Until they, you know, they get out the party. But yeah, that's basically the label right now.
Y'all got to hear the exclusive. I didn't, you know what? Listen, I am proud of myself. We're talking and I got that out. I didn't even know that. Wow. That is so crazy. But I like the way that you guys are helping others. And I think that even downtown, I was like, damn, they let everybody go first. And then y'all went last. And I said, wow, I like that. I really liked it that, you know, because that shows that you care about the about the people
right,
that come here,
that,
you know.
Nobody said that for us. It only been a very few, you know. I always got to say shout out to Keller, you know, him and a few selected others, you know what I'm saying? They opened up
right.
the gateway and, you know, they allowed us to step on their platforms or put us in different positions, you know what I'm saying, with different people and stuff like that. But it really wasn't too much me, people, also yourself. That's why we were shouting you out that night. You know what I'm saying? It's just paying homage, you know what I'm saying? And that's all we wanted from the start. You know, just like Lady Slim was saying on her interview when she was on, you know, two nights ago on your show, you know, if you're not entwined, if you're not basically connecting with these different people and these people don't, you know, tap into what you have as an artist, they're not really putting you out there. You know what I'm saying? They're not playing your music. They're not doing the things that they're supposed to do. So we just decided, well, we was artists. We know we artists. You know how it feels. So I know the up-and-coming artists who are coming out, we want to make sure that we give them a platform. We want to make sure that we help them to get to our ability, you know what I'm saying, to whether we jumping on the track, whether we giving them some type of advice, you know what I'm saying? You know, we trying to do what we can for the city and be the better part of the city that we want to see.
I'm loving this right here. I got to tell you something. Every time you and I have done an interview, this is a different one to me. This is feeling real different because the last ones we had, we more stayed in the part with just rapping. There were some of the questions that were great, but I love this interview right here because you seem a little bit more opened up, a little bit more, you know, just great. Greatness, even though you was that the last two ones. But this interview right here, I love it. And that's why I'm so happy that I asked you a third time. I'm going to ask you a 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and motherfucking 12th too. Okay? I'm not playing. So this is what I did. I have 10 times that I'm able to do a live talk show at the AWOP. They gave me, you know, for me to be able to do it at least 10 times. She said she'll let me try do the 10 times first and then come back and do another 10. So I have to pick 10 sets of people. And I could not have anybody doing a talk show if I can't have you on my damn live talk show. You understand me? So I am inviting you to come on with me live at the A-Loft. You understand? Because when you do radio, it's good. But when you in person, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want you to sit there with me, and I want us to talk, and I want us to get it in. So I'm asking you right here on my show, because I asked a few people, you know, a few other people, but has he got to be on my show live? So has he, what are we talking? What is we talking? Is it yes or no? What's happening?
We gonna put it on my tour. You know, I'm good to go. You know, I'm building up the tour right now, so just man, you can add that on there. You can add that date. I'm always down to add more dates to the tour. So just man,
you're damn right. I'm getting I'm in November. I'm getting it already. I got some people next week coming. I'm asking a few. You know, I'm ready. And I couldn't have it without, because I feel that you are, honestly, I feel that you the shit here. You understand? I'll say this for anybody. You understand? I don't have no problem with speaking my mind. And I think you the shit here. And I don't, you know, and it was a lot of people. Don't get me wrong. We got so much damn good talent here. It's crazy.
Man.
We got beautiful talent here. Well, and that's why, listen, I want to ask you something, okay? This is something that I asked, you know, and I will continue to ask because maybe you have your answer has changed since. What do you think, Hezzy, why can't we get right here? Why can't, we got so much damn good talent here. Why can't we get right, in your opinion? Why are we not coming together? What's going on?
That's a kind of deep one to where you have to really break it down into compartments, because, you know, generally I can say, for one, the personal relationships that some people have, you know, as far as us as Black folk, you know, it saddens me the fact that we don't support one another. You know, when it comes down to different ethnicities, they doing what they have to do to support one another, regardless of what you see. But when it comes down to us as Black folk, you know, we always talking about why this person doing this. You know, they doing the same thing as me. You know, some people feel like, you know, I know that person, so why would I take money out of my pocket to put into somebody else's, you know, business, career, you know, whatever, what have you. Or it could be just the fact that they just don't like that certain individual. They probably had a problem with that person, you know, in the past, probably with the person's family members. And I definitely can say I know for the streets. I mean, you know, if me and this person don't really like each other in the streets, even though, yeah, business is business, but if bloodshed down, you know, down and split, I mean, down and spilt, you know, we ain't really trying to see eye to eye. But at the same time, you know, Charleston is small and there is a lot of people in Charleston. So regardless if there's enemies on either side, I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, there still should be a good bit of people that should be helping and supporting. You get what I'm saying? But I think it's due to the fact that, you know, everybody has their own ego. They feel like, okay, I'm the man. I want to be the person. You know, everybody want to be in the tabloids or, you know, the Instagram posts where they're saying, oh, the first South Carolina, you know, or the South, first Charleston, South Carolina artist to put the city on. Everybody want to be that person. You get what I'm saying? So that way they can feel like they got the highest props out of anybody or the highest recognition when that. In all reality, that doesn't really matter. You get what I'm saying?
I understand.
But I think that's, to me, I think that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? Because other than that, I know I support artists. You get what I'm saying? And I even try to reach out to older cats who was doing it before me, and I don't know if it was either the fact that they didn't have time or the fact that they just didn't like me for some reason, you know what I'm saying? But at least if you just communicate with someone and say why you can't do this, or, you know, if you don't have time, that's better than not saying nothing or not doing nothing at all, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's an ongoing situation. And I don't know basically how to change it. The only thing I know what I'm doing is I'm connecting with the people who really want to make a change, the people who want to support one another.
That's right. That's right.
This one Carolina movement. And that's what it's called. Shout out to Trag Man, because he's been building on this since 2017, I believe. So, you know, that's just what it is.
Wow. Well, you know, I hope we come together one day, because I think we can make it so beautiful down here. I think we can, you know, we can get so many people from all over just to come here because they want to be in Charleston. You know how people want to be in Atlanta or people want to be in Charlotte? I want people to come here to want to be here because we're here. You know, oh, you got to go see Hazy. You got to go see, you know, Cullison. You got to go see whoever. Just a whole bunch of beautiful people, my legend, Lady Slim, you know, Shay and them, you know, just everybody, whoever. And I said their names because those are you guys are my favorite peoples, all of y'all. And so I want people to come here and know that. And I want people to come here and want to get in. Like, you guys are all in there, you know, all the labels, all of y'all. And people are standing outside, wrapped around the buildings, trying to get in. I would love to see that.
Right, right,
oh, my goodness. And if
that,
I could be a part of it.
I said not only that, it's also the fact to where I feel like, to me, a lot of people like to down talk one another when, you know how when you get certain individuals who reach a certain peak, and from that one little accomplishment, they just feel like, okay, I'm the shit, I'm the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might get one song. Like, let's be honest, I'm gonna give you the rundown. So in the music game, when you first start out, if you got it, you got it. But to be honest, for an average rapper, singer, whatever, their first song, if that first song is kind of, you know, all right, when they perform that song, it's kind of like everybody's going to jump on it. So if they got a, if they put the song out, if they do it right and put a video out to it, you get what I'm saying? That's going to be the video with their most views, things like that. You get what I'm saying? Because that's the first time somebody's seen them make music. So, of course, they're going to have that initial support at first. So if somebody get that type of support throughout their first video, their first song, whatever, what have you, now they've seen all the views going up. Everybody, they see like, oh, I'm the shit. I'm the person, you know. So now when other people are reaching out to them or things like that, they might be on some level like, oh, fuck you. I don't want to deal with you. You got to pay me such and such money. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is for some of these cats out here. You get what I'm saying? And then they feel like everybody else don't matter. They feel like they don't need this. They don't need that. You get what I'm saying? And that's the, just like I say, really not the case, because I've been running this game for a while now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still humble to this day. I don't let nobody's accomplishments, nobody's views on their YouTube, nobody's views on their streaming affect me at any point. You get what I'm saying? I just keep building on me. You get what I'm saying? But that's just basically what it is. And I just feel like everybody likes to down talk on others when some people don't initially have their business in order. Most people don't even have their paperwork together, but they can speak on others because that's the only thing they own is their mouth. Without them owning their own business, without them trademarking their name, without them copyrighting their song, you get what I'm saying? And
yes, of course.
That's the point that I have that's that really irks me with people, because it's like, instead of people trying to uplift others, like with me, certain artists that I see that put music out, if they got certain songs that I know that's it, I'll do my research first to see if they copyright their songs, if they got it registered with their BMI or their ASCAP, a pro rights organization, you get what I'm saying? I see if they name trademark, things like that, because I want to make sure that I put them on point to say, hey, you need to get this stuff in order. Now, I understand there's some people out here who charge for those type of things, and I don't want to knock their hustle. But at the same time, what I'm saying is when these artists come out and they do these things and then they criticize these artists, once again, I've been in that same shoe many times. Wow. You get what I'm saying? When people criticize me for this, that, this, and that, third, without even explaining to me, hey, you need to get your business in order. You need to do this. You need to do that. You get what I'm saying? That's always been a niche for me. Instead of us helping one another, I think the fact that most of us don't even know how to help one another without criticizing people. You get what I'm saying? So
Right. You explained that beautifully. I mean, because you know, you write with, you know, with a whole lot of things. I don't really care to give a shit about who got paperwork or whatever. I know I got mine. You know, and I know that people, if you really need it this day and time. You know, and there are some people, I do agree with you, that don't have paperwork and, you know, and you know, what do whatever. But at the same time, I'm that's dumb. I don't care about all of that. But it is a lot of things that people should do and they don't do in regards to the industry. And that's what comes with the rapping and all that stuff. I ask you a lot of questions because I'm very curious about how all that works. You know, I know how the talk shows work. Well, mine's anyway, you know, and when you do when my little, you know, the movies and stuff I'm doing and everything, but the music industry, I don't know about any of that. So it's very interesting when you when I ask you the question that you start telling me trademark and all these words, I'm like, dang, boy, where did that come from? You know, so it's very interested in knowing that. And I'm just so happy that, you know, with your production company, and when you said Diamond, I'm thinking, if I'm not mistaken, is that not, are you collabing with your wife's mom? Was that, because I think I heard that before.
Yes, ma'am. Correct on Monday.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's the collaboration. Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought so. Well, I am excited. I'm ready. Hey, I can't wait to see all the great stuff and all the, you know, the people that you got, you know, coming out and all that good stuff. That is amazing. Let me tell you something. What y'all doing down there at Blue Purple, Purple Blue, I'll mess up your name. Keep doing that. keep taking care of those people the way y'all did. I thought that was one. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Yeah, I thought y'all wasn't coming on because I'm like, what the hell's going on around here? And y'all finally came on at the end. Yeah, I said, what the hell? And then y'all finally, and I was like, oh shit! And then I realized what y'all had done, and I was like, wow! I even told a lady something about. I just thought that was so dope, and because you're caring about others. You know, and we're paying our money to get in there, and everybody needs to be seen. But y'all said, you know what? We're going to go ahead, and we're going to let you guys go, and we'll be last. Even if one person's standing here, we will be last. And then I thought that was real fly. I really did. I got to commend you guys for that. That was one of the most humble things I've ever, you know, seen anyone do. So I think that is dope. I really do. And continue to keep doing that. Continue. Now, I tell you something. My first week, I don't know if you noticed or not, came from where I was at with y'all. I mostly got, y'all was talking my name so much, one dude sat there and pulled me up and said, this you? And I was like, hell yeah, it is. He was like, oh, Dip, can I come on your show? My whole show was from everybody that y'all had in, pretty, everybody came from in there. Sheedy, this dude named Mark, I forgot the other one name, but all of them came from there, and everybody bigged y'all up. Every last one of them. So I just appreciated that they did that. I didn't even have to tell the dude. Everybody, I want to shout out Hezzy. They called Lady Slim. They said, they didn't say Shane name. I think they said Star to Be. That's what they said. If you go back and listen to it, they really bigged y'all up and thanked y'all, you know, for telling them about my show. And I thank you because I wouldn't even have thought to even go to nobody. Most of them, a lot of them came up to me. And just about everybody came from there, and more people coming on the show that came from there next month because I was so filled up this month. We got Long Time Coming to Tame next week, you know. But thank you so very much for, we got for doing what you did. So listen, hi, Columbia, you still on here? Hi, if you're a guy, hello. If you're a girl, hey, girl. Shit, I don't know, but thank you for staying on. That's some fly shit right there. But so listen, let me give everybody your media. Tell everybody where they can find you at. You know, take your time and give them whatever you want to give them, whether it's your Twitter, you know, Facebook, YouTube. Take your time and give them all your damn media so they can get with you.
All right. So you can find me first and foremost on Instagram. My Instagram is Hezzy the Kid. That's HEZZYDAKIDD _DSE. You know, you can find me also on YouTube. The same thing, Hezzy the Kid, HEZZYDAKIDD. For those who need to follow me, go to my website. My website is www.hdkuniverse.net. I have a lot of, you know, exclusive Hezzy the Kid content on there. As far as, like, you know, merchandise, you know, my bio, things that you can go through, my photos, videos, anything just to catch up on the kid. You know, believe me, you will be satisfied. You know, shout out to those who are in the HDK universe, you know what I'm saying, who tap in daily, who support the kid, you get what I'm saying? Also, make sure that you follow me on the I'm Him tour that I got going on right now. You get what I'm saying? We just been smashing 3 shows back-to-back. We just been in February 7th, October 8th. That's Saturday we went to Columbia. Shout-out to SC Rhinos, you get what I'm saying? And then that Sunday we came back for Meeting of the Mind, shout-out to Colors, you know what I'm saying, to smash it for the female edition with my wife on tour. Also, I got to say shout-out to Black Prosperity Magazine, the first night on the tour. When we was at 787, you know, he came out and he presented me with the 2021 Best Performer Award. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just a Black Prosperity Magazine. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're working. December 5th, the I'm Him Deluxe is dropping soon. Y'all just make sure y'all stay tuned to that. So, just like I said, make sure you stay tuned to the social media and everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't post a lot. Stuff I do post a lot of stuff on Instagram and sometimes Facebook, but you really got to pay attention to the post, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
fantastic. God, you stay busy, you and your wife. Oh, my goodness, I don't know how the hell y'all do it. Oh, Jesus, But you damn do it, and y'all do it good. You do it well. And I just really appreciate y'all, all of y'all. You know, I'm talking about, when, you know, in the Juice Gang, I love that name. I think y'all doing so amazing. I really do. I think there's a lot of people out here doing amazing. And when I go to, if I come to your shit, then you good. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't even come out a lot, you know. So when I come to your shit, you good. You know, and I really appreciate all of what you guys have done for me. And I also appreciate what I liked it the most, even y'all chatting me out. I'm going to tell you what I liked it the most, the performances. I liked it the way you guys allow those people to do their thing. And then when y'all came out at the end, y'all just messed it up. I mean, in a good, y'all know what I'm saying. Like I said, mess up, they did. I mean, they went ape, okay? I don't know. Hezzy had an out-of-body. Dude, you had an out-of-body experience. I was like, oh, shit. You look like you was floating and shit. Like you just left yourself or went somewhere. So that's how bad, when I say bad, I mean that's how fly that show was downtown. I'm coming back on the 29th. Me and my daughter will be there. We are coming back, okay? So I can't wait to, yeah, we'll be back. We're coming back. We'll be there. I can't wait to come. And, you know, I'm going to be starting to come out more and supporting more. I'm going to do One of Color's Meeting of the Minds. I promise I'm going to be there on one of them. I just keep missing them for reasons, you know, he understands. But I'm definitely going to go and check Colors out with Meeting of the Minds. They do great over there, great stuff over there as well. But listen, before we leave, you know, I got one question to ask you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play his song, too, as well. I'm not playing no damn games over here. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, coming soon, okay? Live with Sandra Wilson, Hezzy. Don't forget, y'all, I'm not playing. I got some more people, but Hezzy, he coming on with me live at the A-Loft. More information will be on Facebook, okay? So don't y'all forget, all right? Before we end the interview, because I have my last question for you, is there anything I may not have asked or something you want to talk about, something you want to cover?
You know, I just want to say shout out to my team because they are very, you know, a very special part to everything that I do. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, you know, I talked about my wife earlier, you know what I'm saying? I also want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, Bishop Dripper, you know, that's my big bro. You know, he literally had, an experience the first night we was on tour. You know, to where now, you know, he's on bed rest, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, we cleared up the stage so much, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, to where, you know, it ended the night and him being able to go to the hospital. The same thing with Lady Slum, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to say shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? And I do it for them.
Yes.
I make sure I hold it down for the team,
yes.
You feel me?
Yes.
You know, shout out to Backboard T-Man, Dougie French Cash, who's been there. With me on the tour, you know what I'm saying, and also my family, stuff like that, and just like I said, man, we just keep doing what we got to do, you know.
Yes.
I just got to tell everybody, you know, I appreciate all the support that they're giving me, because, you know, just like I said, one day we here, you know, and the next day we gone, so you got to make sure that you leave the imprint on those who are around you to be a good one and a great one that they can, you know, keep passing on and keep thinking about. So I just want to say I appreciate you, Ms. Sandra, for having me on here.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And I appreciate everybody else, you know, so, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Listen, I didn't know about that Bishop wasn't, you know, doing well. Shout out to Bishop. One of the most best entertainers I've ever seen. Dude is bad. You understand? I'm going to keep Bishop and Lady Slim in prayers. Lady Slim actually shared her story with us on the show. So, you know, two strong people, and they're going to get better. They're going to be just fine. You know, they're going to be good. They're going to be just fine. But I didn't know that he was on bed rest. So shout out to Mr. Bishop. Also, guys, coming 2022 early, I am going back. I am giving the Choice Awards, okay? Guess what, Hezzy, this is the first time I said it, that I shared it. I mean, I told somebody about it, but this is the first time I'm sharing it. I gave it last year, a couple of years ago. I didn't know you at the time. Bishop has three awards. I don't know if you've ever seen them before. Absolutely beautiful. Yes, so and I'm going to do it again in 2022. So y'all just be ready. And with those oars, just so people understand, you don't go on and vote. That's not what you do. What I do is I just go and make sure that I give the hardest working people what they deserve. You know, some people may get 2, some people may get 10, some people may get 4, you know, of what I have to give, but I make sure that I give out, you know, awards for people that have been working so hard. So it's not where you go on and you got 10 people and you got to pick that one person. That's not how it works. I give them out to the people that I think that this crazy amazing out here in these streets and working so hard out here in these streets. And brother, I got to tell you something. If you're not one of them, you are the working hardest artist I've seen, you know, lately. So shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? You're doing the damn thing. You're doing your damn thing, and I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great show. I tell you, we was getting it in. We was talking about every goddamn thing. You understand? And guess what, y'all? Hezzy, I got to tell you something. On the show, every show that I have so far, even the one included last week, me and you talked the longest. I promise you. Because everybody else, we got up for about an hour. Me and you went almost to an hour and a half. I promise you. You are the old, yes. Me and you, yeah. We went past the time, y'all. You
know, I got a quick shout out to my girl, you. Shout out to my bro, New Levels from Columbia, South Carolina. He just let me know he was the one calling in from Columbia. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to him. You feel me?
What was his
shout
name?
Shout out to everybody else. His name, New Levels.
I need you on the damn show. I need you on the damn show. Thank you for being on here, bro. I need you on the show, okay? He's an artist?
Yes, man, he is.
Oh, God damn, we got to get him on the show, Hez. We got to get him on. We got to get him on. He got to get on the show.
We got to embark.
We mean you want to talk about it because I want him on. He's a friend of yours and he's a friend of mine, God damn it. Listen, y'all, I got to tell you something. You are always such a pleasure. Everyone is. Don't get me wrong now. I don't want anybody to take anything out of context. But I got to tell you something. I enjoy so much talking with you, asking you questions, getting all those amazing answers. And I just continue to ask you to come on my shows and continue to ask you to be my features. And mostly, you know, I just started out with the features and I got, oh, Piano is her name. Oh, my God. Great movie. It's too much to talk about with that, but it, when it comes out, I'm going to do a show. And of course, I asked Mr. Hezzy, can he please be the feature? And he said, yes, I'm not playing no games. He did an amazing job on the last one, but this one right here, I know he's going to get better because he always do better, you know? So I can't wait to see what you got planned for us when you do your show for Piano is her name, being the feature that I've asked you to be. So I'm excited about what you're going to bring to the table because the first time you did some crazy dope shit. I mean, the way you was dressed, the way you handled yourself, what you had. Oh, my goodness, dude. You know your shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell you still doing in Charleston. I tell you. Well, you know what? I tell you what. It only takes one person to see you. That's it. Just one person. And with you moving like you're doing right now, I guarantee you it's going to get better and better and better for you. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, you heard everything you say. He got a lot going on. This is one of this dude that's doing his damn thing. And I appreciate you so much for coming on for the third time. I appreciate it for you, me and you talking the longest. Me and you, I tell you, we were way past the hour. That's all right because we talked and it was good, you know, and I appreciate it. So listen, I got one last question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to hear Trial and Tribulations. I love it. I was listening to you. My daughter was listening to it actually before everybody came on. And my last question is this. Are you, not do you want to, but are you at the end, before you pass, I mean, before the legacy that you leave here, are you going to leave it as the great or the greatest?
That's a deep one. Cool. I think I'm gonna leave it at the great, only because I feel like the greatest is not the greatest of all time. But I feel like that's a group of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Hezzy the Kid, the great, would be me at my ultimate level. So I think that I would go with HDK the great.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I'm with you. I promise you, if you would have said the greatest, I'd have like, come on, Hez. It's the great. You're right. And that's why your music and your shit is so good. Look at the answer that you answered. You know what I'm saying?
My music is good.
The great.
A lot of people don't vibe to they expect me to just have a certain type of music, but my music is life. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't speak on that. A lot of people fabricate most of their lyrics and try to portray to make it seem like they, a street rapper or lie about the struggles that they didn't went through and stuff like that. So I make vibe music about my life. So my music is very much different from your regular artists that you see in the city. So that's why for me it would be HDK the great. Like, you can't ever put me in a category with this, that one. I'm not saying it like that, but I'm saying it like that.
I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I agree with you. Because, like I said, just a few minutes ago, if you would have said the greatest, I'd have been like, nah, it's the great, my man. You know, so I'm glad you said that, because it is the great. That's the way I want to leave, the great. I want my daughter to know me as that, regardless to what it is. But that's the way I want her to know me. So that was a beautiful answer. It was the answer. How about that? It was the answer. So you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I had an amazing interview here tonight. I wasn't playing. Hezzy, thank you so very much for coming to my show for the third time. Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be live with Sandra Wilson at the A-Loft. I will make sure you guys get that on Facebook, okay? I would love for you all to please join me in his song, Trials and Tribulation is a Best. Who's at the beginning of that song?
Thank you, Fresh Cash.
At the beginning of it. Who's doing it? You? Oh, wow.
No, that's like, that's like, no, I had Thank You start him off, and I told him I was going to end it. So,
okay, because I knew it was somebody different, because I know your voice, because I know your songs. You know, I don't know how to say everything and that like that, but I know your music, okay? And I knew that. I said, wait a minute, he got somebody on there, and I didn't know who it was. So I said I was going to ask you to shout out to that person, too, because they helped you make that beautiful. Okay, listen, Colors, thank you so much for joining me. And I got to tell you something. Guys, Colors is real busy. This is the first show that he came on. Let me tell you something he said to me. He said, I got to come on that show. I got to be on Shazzy's show. I thought that was so, so very nice of him. He said, Sandra, I got to be on there. I will be on there. And this is actually the first show that there was no disrespect to no one at all. But, if y'all want to keep it 100, people, go on certain shows, and not that they, don't want to support or anything like that, but some people work and they can't, But when you say something like, I got to, and making that time, shout out to you, Colors. That was very beautiful. I really appreciated that you said that. That was very nice. And he's on. He's still been on. And anybody else that's on, thank you. Hezzy, I know your wife is on. You are a beautiful girl. You support your man, girl. You got your own stuff going on, too. You fly. You are a real fly, okay? Stay beautiful, girl. And stay keeping your man the way you do, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. I can go on and on and on. But I'm going to go ahead, and I want y'all to please listen to the song. Hezzy, thank you. Everybody that came on, thank you so very much. You guys enjoy your night. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra, the Sandra Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show Celeb. I'm not playing with y'all. Hezzy, Trials and Tribulations. Y'all stay with me.
Where you at, Michael?
Where is that for you?
All the challenges and tribulations that I've been through. All the challenges and tribulations that I've been through. I'm steady, yes, and all what I am to. All the challenges and tribulations that I've been through. I'm steady, yes, and all what I am to. All the challenges and tribulations that I've been through. Doing up a bit,
all the challenges and tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, and all what I ain't to.
loading up my blick when I walk outside. Trying to run me up some ends for a young nigga style. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All these trials and tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, knows what it into. Loading up my blitz when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some ends for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 I'm in my bag, fish up the trash. Niggas be mad, I came on so fast. Run up a chick, cause that's all on my mind. Say you stay broke, or you out of your mind. Time is so precious, no wasting no time. I had a dime, but look at me now. No like I'm not your boy, they gunna you down. Way up a bed and I dropped me a song. Came out the mud, but it took me some time. Put me a show and I pullin' up now. Count up the bed and I drive it with bitch. Nigga be talking, but fuck what they say. Surrounded by real, so fuck all the fake. Shooty G riding, you lied on my face. Call me Houdini, the pack disappear. Ice on my fingers, the ice on my neck. Perfecting my craft and run up a chick. All these charging tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, no way into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some info, a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All these charging tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, no way into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up some info, a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive.
They've been asking me what I was into. I've been on the road trying to chase these blues. Shows at the show trying to make them see. I'm the one. Just believe, one day I'ma show the world, you gon' see. But till then I'ma keep grinding for my family. I ain't stopping for nothing, every second I'm hustling. Gotta get it high, live poverty to the sun. I ain't never really had no handout. Had to struggle on my own, black kid down. Had too many losses, I was kicked down. I'm standing tall, he has a man now, yeah. Ooh, I've been grinding for my city, this ain't nothing new. Don't talk to me, but sacrifice something I do.
Something I do.
My family is far from gold, no, I can't lose. I got too much to prove, yeah, yeah.
All these trials and tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, no way into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up in for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. 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 All the trials and tribulations that I've been through. Mommy steady, yes, no way into. Loading up my blick when I walk outside. Tryna run me up in for a young nigga die. I ain't never had shit, but I gotta be alive. But I gotta be alive. But
ladies
I gotta be alive.
The great.
But I gotta be alive.
Hippie. You guys have a good night. This is Hippie. This is Blog Radio Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.